Wish you well, but precious.
I want to mention a vort. I think I'm quite sure it was mentioned before. From Desvig.
Yeah.
It's brought down in Seder Elam, Tesvis, and the Rashbam bring it in the Shneichun, in Baba Basra, that the story of Kerach took place after the Meraglim. I mean, that is the in Chumash the Kerach after Meraglim. From the Chumash, you don't always know the chronological order of what happened. So in Seder Elam it says that the story of Kerach took place after the story of the Meraglim. Question is, Pashtus and Pshat, that in Pashtus and Pshat, Kerach was the Kuhn of Aaron. That was the Pashtus, the Kuhn of Aaron, the Kuhn of Aaron Ubonov. The Kuhn of Aaron began at the very latest on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Certainly at that point in time, it was very clear that Aaron was the Kohen Gadol and he was going into the Aveda. So if that's the case, L'chura, at that point in time, Kerach, we had an objection to the Kuhn of Aaron, that's when he should have began with his objection. Even if you learn that his issue was also with Elitzofen Ben Uziel, that was another issue. That happened already in Chedesh Ir. In Chedesh Ir, when they counted the Levian, that's when there was the minu of the Nesim on the Levian. When did the story of the Meraglim take place? The story of Meraglim, the end of the story of the Meraglim, took place on Tisha B'Av. So it's a lot later. It's a lot later. So why did Kerach wait all this time until after the Meraglim, and then first all of a sudden start with the Machlekes? That's a question. It's a simple. Kenza. But after they saw what happened to the Meraglim as a result of rebelling against Moshe, so seemingly I would imagine Moshe's prestige was raised in the eyes. I'll call upon him. In any case, so it's brought down, the pshat is just a bit kitzer. We've already spoken once, barichus, that what was the taina of the Meraglim? What was the point of the Meraglim? Meraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why not? They timed that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Echelos Yisrael. It's a place, in the Midbar is a place where we're completely secluded from Gashmis. We're living a Ruchnisdika life, and we're involved only in Ruchnis. We're eating man was lechem abira mochel ish, lechem shemalachi asheres eichlin. We're eating water from Be'er Shel Miriam. We're not involved at all in Gashmis. And what's our involvement in Torah? There was the Deir Deir, there was the Deir with Moshe Rabbeinu. They timed it that they're going to go down into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to get involved in Sheish Shonim Tizmer Sadecha, Sheish Shonim Tizmer Karmecha. They'll have to get involved in Gashmis, get involved in working. And they're not going to be able to really maintain their Ruchnisdike existence. That was their time, the Eretz Echelos Yishvehoi. It's a land which consumes its inhabitants. What do you mean that it consumes its inhabitants? Its inhabitants will become consumed by the Artsies, by the Gashmis of the land. They will no longer be able to be in that Madrega Ruchnis that they were till now. That was the Iker Tain of the Meraglim. So what was really the response to the Meraglim? What was the answer to the Meraglim? The answer to Meraglim is Teva Haaretz Meid Meid. That the Iker Kavana that the Eibishter created the world was in order that a Yid should come down into Gashmis Eilam and do mitzvahs begashmis. To do mitzvahs begashmis. In Midbar they didn't have that opportunity to do that Gashmis that they had in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs Atluyis Baaretz, all the mitzvahs which are connected to Gashmis Eilam. And even the fact that they were involved in working begashmis. And Kol Masecha L'Shem Shemayim, that's also part of the Kavan. That was, so to speak, that was the Nekudas HaDvarim, that they were, the Meraglim were timing. that the Iker is to live, to be Ruchnizdika people, to be Ruchnizdika people, to be people that live a life of Ruchniz. And what was the answer? The answer is no, that's not the Kavan. The Kavan is Teva Aretz made. And the Mchof, even though Lechuri seem to be very difficult, how could you bring godliness down into this world? If you come into the world, you become Lechura, a worldly person, so then the world will consume you. So the answer is no. Imchaf is banu Hashem. If a person goes b'keach atzmei, so then he'll be consumed. But since he's going as a shliach of the Eibishter sent him down to bring a likus down the matam. So that causes that when a yid down here in this world does mitzvahs begashmis and lives a gashmisdik life, the ikar is hamaisa hu ikar, bringing down gashmis a likus gashmis. First of all, bring down a likus in maisa mitzvahs, and secondly, also living a gashmizdika life. That was nekudas hadvar. So now the question is, what was the time of Kerach? Kerach l'chura came in time after the Meraglim. He said, listen.
Of course there was Gashmis.
It wasn't that like they were living completely Ruchnizdika lives. But on the other hand, many, many Gashmizdika activities, obviously they couldn't do. And the Ikers, they couldn't work. There was no working. They were living, it was like a big koil. And it was, you don't need a shver and a kitzur. You have the Eibishter is mefarnes everyone directly from the Eibishter. There was no involvement. The involvement in Gashmis didn't happen. Kitzur. That was, we discussed this already in the past, the Inyan HaMeraglim. Now, what was the time of Kerach? What did Kerach want? So, you see, they came with Masayim Chamishimish, and they all wanted to be Kehanim Gedel. That's what Rashi says, the Mesha says, you all want to be Kehanim Gedelim. And Afanichav is Bekach, but there's only one Kehanim God. The question is, they wanted to be Kehanim Gedelim. I thought they wanted to abolish Lomitis Nasu Al Kal Hashem. They came to Tain and they said, Kolo Eid the Kulam Kedeshim, Uvesecham Hashem, Umadua Tisnasu Al Kal Hashem. So it sounds like they want to abolish the whole institution of a Kehanim God. If that's the case, so what does it mean? They want to become Kehanim Gedelim Mamanushach. If they believe in this institution, so why shouldn't the Aaron be? What's going on? Now the Pshat is Isaiah. They knew that there's Avedas HaMishkan, there's Avedas HaMikdosh, and there's Avedas of the King God. There's Avedas of the King God. But the question is, what is the Avedas of the King God? Was the Aveda of Kohen Gadol only a functional Aveda? In other words, there's certain Avedas that have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So if that's only a functional Kohen Gadol, so then it could be rotation. It could be there's 250 of us, we'll rotate. One day him. Why does it have to be one person? If you're dealing with a Kohen Gadol, which is like it's explained, that Aaron Kohen Gadol was Bahalis Chesaneres, that when Aaron Kohen Gadol kindled the menorah, so he was being milo all the neshamas Yisrael, that there are seven types of neshamas. And when he is the, like it says in Zayah, he is the shushvina de matronisa. He is, so to speak, just like by a chasma. So there's an unterfira of the chosin, there's an unterfira of the kal. So it's brought down, Meshe Rabbeinu, the shushvina de malka, he is the unterfira of the Eibishter. And Aaron is the shushvina de matronisa, he's the unterfira of Yidden. And they bring them together, and there's the chasn of the Eibishter Yid. So if we're dealing that I understand. So we need a psahacher in the shama, someone that min hamikdash liyetsay. We need a meishir abenu, tefila lemeishir ishu alikim, michetzio lemaila, michetzio lemata ish, michetzio lemaila alikim. Meishir abenu was not a regular person. Meishir abenu was a person that like it's brought down. He was a neshama. Every neshama comes from the Eibishter. But every neshama goes through a whole seder ishtalshalus in order to come down into this world, and it keeps becoming more and more megushim. Meshe Rabbeinu came directly from his highest madreg, and he came down here. Meshe Rabbeinu down here was the same Meshe Rabbeinu like he was in the higher elements. So the question is, if the purpose of Yidden is for Yidden to be ruchnizdika people, to be, the Iker is limudatei, only limudatei. The Iker is limudatei, and the Iker is to be anoshim ruchni, and people that have avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. So then I understand. They understand we have to have a Meshur Rabbeinu, and we have to have an Aaron Akein. We need people that are completely elevated from regular people, and they should elevate the rest of the people to their madrig. They should elevate the rest of the people to this madrig. But since we see in the story of the Meraglim, that the Meraglim thought that it's so important, the union of Ruchni is the life, and as a result of that, we should stay in Midbar. And they were refuted. And the Maskana was no, Teva Haaretz made. That the Tachlis is Gashmi, is the Eibishter wants that we should come down Dafkin into Gashmis and do Mitzvahs Maisis and be involved in Sheishon Tzizah Sadecha. They should be involved in Gashmis, Kol Masecha L'Shem Shamayim. So the Iker is a Maisu or Iker. If the Iker is a Maisu or Iker, so if that's the case, so why is it negated that there should be a Meshur Rabbeinu and there should be an Aaron Akein and that should elevate Yidden as long as everybody does Mitzvahs? So you can do mitzvahs. What do you need? A Meshur Rabbeinu, an Aaron Akein, a person of Baalei Zechus Hanedus. It's either or. Either the Iker is Ruchnius, so let's stay in Midbar, and or the Iker is Gashmius, so Memele, we go to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll do what we have to do, but we don't need a Tisnasu al Kal Hashem. We don't need that level of Tisnasu. That was their Taina. Their Taina was Mimonoshach. I understand the Svar of the Meraglim, but if you refute the Svar of the Meraglim, so then we don't need Meshur Rabbeinu. That's why Kerach Ersh came after the Meraglim. So what?
Kerach had no chance of getting to Eretz Yisrael. What was his time?
Yeah, he was talking to Shevet Levi. He wasn't part of the Menuyim. He wasn't part of the Menuyim. And it's not, see, he was asking only about himself. He was asking about the Klolos de Kehinim, and the whole institution of Meshur Rabbeinu, which by Yibi Shur and Melech, Meshur Rabbeinu is raising Yidden. So what?
What's Peshat that, if you've got a Kashmir's type of a life, what's Peshat Kikul of Kadosh with all Kadosh? It sort of it seems to be contradictory, or isn't it?
No, we have enough Kedusha to be able to do Teira Mitzvahs. We all heard at Har Sinai, on Neicha Hashem Olikecha, we all were charged with the union of Teira Mitzvahs. So if the purpose is to be people that do Teira Mitzvahs, we'll do Teira Mitzvahs. Why do we have to be people, why do we need a Psahechir Mensch to be able to raise us? Our function. It's a challenge. That's good. You say that. Other time, there's two types of rabbonim, and there's two types of people that are leaders. There are functional rabbonim, people that instruct and give maybe even inspiration for people to do things properly, and to continue doing things properly, etc., etc. The union of Meshur Rabbeinu and the union of Aaron HaKohen weren't only functional people. For to have functional people, you don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. We say, every day we say, Shatinik Maschel Adabe, we teach it, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Teira Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe seems to be a very important factor in the Torah that we learn. He wasn't just happened to be the person that taught us the Torah. If he happens to, he happened to be the person that brought down the Torah down the matter. Meshur Rabbeinu is very important to know that the Torah we got from Meshur is a very important factor. Why is it important? Because Meshur Rabbeinu is that Anoichi Oimed bin Hashem ubineichem. Meshur Rabbeinu is the neshama of Meshur Rabbeinu, which connects Yidden to the Eibushim. The question is, what do we need a neshama to connect Yidden to the Eibushim? So the answer is very simple. A neshama, every neshama is part of the Eibushim. Not only Meshur Rabbeinu, every neshama is part of the Eibushim. But the issue is that the neshama came down into this world, and when the neshama comes down into this world, it's brought down a lashon, maybe just to bring it out a little bit clearer. It says the neshama, when the neshama is lamaila, is a likus bipshitus ve'elam is bezchachus. Which means The emes of the neshama is elikus. And elikus means that the Eibishter is the only thing. The only reality is Eibishter. That was the reality of the neshama before the neshama came down lamat. The fact that there could be something other than the Eibishter was something that's zachidush. That there's a psamatzias called the world, where there's people know themselves. There's an I. There's a world where people say I. That was a chidush. The reality of a neshama is a likus. A likus is bipshitus. But when the neshama comes down lamata, when the neshama comes down into this world, so then things change. Even for the neshama. Because at that point in time it becomes elam is bipshitus. The reality of this world becomes pashut. And the likus is bishachus. So when a yid does a mitzvah, so you go like this. A yid is a person. He's a person walking around planet Earth. And he's a regular person. But he knows there's an Eibishter that charged him with doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. But that's not really the only way he's supposed to do a mitzvah. The ikar is taki, you have to do the mitzvah. If a person will think all the high kavanas, the greatest kavanas that there are in the world, but he won't do the mitzvah b'peil, so it's garnished. But if a person does the mitzvah b'peil, if a person sticks out his hand and he puts on tefillin, so he wore tefillin. He went out, he put on tefillin on his head, he's no longer a kafta the man of tefillin, to lay man of tefillin, even if he didn't have any kavanas. So the ikar is hamaisa hu ikar, on one hand. But on the other hand, he's a person that he's doing a maisa, and the maisa is not infused with his neshama. It's not infused with godliness. He's a neshama that came down lamata and he became a very worldly person. What is the uftu of having a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, of having such a person like Moshe Rabbeinu? And al derech zeh, the extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is in all the generations. Is the idea is that this neshama which came down lamata should have a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, which his neshama kemat didn't come down lamata, it just technically came down lamata. But Moshe Rabbeinu is Ishua Likim, Tfilo Lameshe Ishua Likim, that Michetzu Lamaila Likim, and therefore he, by connecting this neshama with this neshama becomes raised. So when he does a mitzvah, not he just does a mitzvah. He does a mitzvah with a Avas Hashem, and with a Yiras Hashem. And the ikar is, he doesn't do a mitzvah where his yeshus is felt. A person could do a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is his yeshus, his metzias is very much felt in the mitzvah. So he also did a mitzvah. But he did a mitzvah, the mitzvah was lacking that level of edelkeit. So on that day, Kairach was timing, what's in the gay Edelkeit? If you're telling me Edelkeit is important, so we should stay in the Midbar. And the Midbar will be the most edel of people. Elamai, you're telling me that the Tachlis is to go down Lamata into Elam Hazah. That's why Teva Aretz made me, and Chavitz Banu Hashem, so we'll be able to have Eretz Yisrael, and go down into Eretz Yisrael. So the Ikka is Maisa Mitzvahs. Ikka is not so much just the limud ha-Torah that they learned by Moshe Rabbeinu, and living a life of completely a ruach nizdik life, but rather the tachlis is to come down into gashmis. No, if the tachlis is to come down to gashmis, so what do I need? Epsa neshama klolis, epsa neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, an aron akein, epsa sheshvina de malka, a sheshvina de matronisa, epis people that are raising the neshamas, that you should do your avedas Hashem with a shikol ruchnis to kick a feel. And on that, Meisha answered him. That the pasuk says, Meisha says, Beker v'yeda Hashem. What was Beker v'yeda Hashem? There's a lashon in the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, the Baal HaTanya in the Sefer Likutei Torah brings that there's a lashon murgel in Chazal that says tshuva u'maisim tevim. Tshuva u'maisim tevim. So the Alter Rebbe teaches that what's pshat tshuva u'maisim tevim? When a person does a mitzvah, so he does a maisa mitzvah, but there's a mitzias that's called maisim tevim. Maisim tevim means that the maisa mitzvah is not only you did the mitzvah, But the mitzvah is lichtig. Se meisem toivim umeirim. Se lichtige mitzvahs. In order to have a lichtige mitzvah, so it has to be, prefaced by tshuva. Tshuva means when a person connects his neshama to the Eibishter, he's v'haruach toshiv olikim asher nesone. There's a certain ascent that he picks up his neshama and connects himself to the Eibishter. So that causes that when there's first tshuva, so then the maisim become tevim meirim. The Eibishter wanted that taka there should be elam hazad, that likus should come down in this world. And how does the likus come down into this world? Through maisa mitzvahs. That's the taklas, that should be maisa mitzvahs. But on the other hand, it shouldn't be maisa mitzvahs. That should be a likus is coming down lamata, but it's covered up with a person's own yeshus and mitzias and in his own kavanas, in his own pnias. The Eibishter wants it that the Eibishter should come down into this world. It should be a dira b'tachteinim. The Eibishter should come down into this world, but the dira should be lichtig. It should be illuminated. It should be a dira in which a likus is felt. And these are the two inyanim. On one hand, there's the importance of maisa mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs. And on the other hand, there's a maila of having that the maisas should be infused with feeling and with avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. And the ikar is that you, not the feeling of self, not the feeling of your own yeshus. And Be'emes and Tanya, the Sefer HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, in the later Prokim, discusses very strongly the importance of maisa mitzvahs, dira b'tachteinim, the importance of maisa mitzvahs. That's why if you have kavana, b'negeh the Alter Rebbe paskins, that if you said all the brachas and krishma and tefillah, if it was here, v'lei diber, you didn't say the diber b'peh, you are in yetzah, because the ikar is that it should be b'peh, it has to come down in maisa. But on the other hand, it's very important, the union of kavana. The kavana is, the tachlis is not the kavana. The tachlis is that you should do maisa. The kavana is like, so to speak, the wings. It's called, it calls it over there from the Zayar, that the avavir is like the two wings, train gatfin, that the two wings, they cause that the Torah mitzvah should be able to ascend. But the tachlis is the maisa. But the maisa has to be lichtike maisas. And that was the word that he told them, Boiker v'yeda Hashem. Boiker v'yeda Hashem. When it'll be Boiker, then it'll be Yeda Hashem. You have to dehear the lichtigkeit of the mitzvah. Just maybe say a little story. I mean, I really want, let's hopefully still speak on something else. This was supposed to be like a short akdama. There's a little story which I think illustrates it. Mendel Futifas, Olav HaSholem. So a lot of people remember him. He used to come to Manchester occasionally. So Mendel Futter was a chassid that was a chassid from Russia. He spent, he was a serious nefesh chassid, not stam, he had a serious nefesh for many years in Russia. He spread Yiddishkeit in Russia, he ended up in jail in Russia, whatever. A lot of stories about Mendel Futter was. Mendel Futter was once said, that, I think when he was still a bacher, Sayyid, an elder chassid came to his town, and came to collect money for yeshiva, for the tepchitim, for the yeshiva. And he slept in his room. And men used to go around with him, helping him, going, collecting. I don't know if somebody didn't have this fancy car, but I don't know what, somewhere or another, he helped him going around. So he became close to this Alter Chassid. The Alter Chassid, his seder was that he would get up in the morning, early in the morning, like 4 or 5 o'clock, he would learn chassidus. Then he would daven for a few hours. Then he would eat something, and then he would learn something. Maybe he'd lie down a little bit, and then he would go collect money for a few hours. Come back, and daven mincha, mairev, learn something, eat lechvei something. And then he would say krishna shalamit. He would say krishna shalamit. He would say Krishna Shalamita. And came in Krishna Shalamita, part of the Krishna Shalamita, I don't know if in all Nuschois is the Viduyim that you say, the Shalom, some of them Kashnas, but some of them isn't. But Akopan, and there's the Viduyim, and then there's the Mchatosi, whatever, in Pagamti. So he would say Krishna Shalamita, and when he would come to the Viduyim, he would be crying, Pashit, crying and crying and crying for who knows how long, crying his eyes out. Mendel Futzva sees him, you know, Mendel Futzva saw a lot of people crying, I'm sure Mendel Futzva himself cried, plenty. He couldn't understand. And it wasn't one night, a second night, a third night, a week, 2 weeks, he was there for a while, he was there for 2-3 months, I don't know, it was a big city. And every night, so finally Mendel became like close to him, and he got here, he got up the mood, and he says, tell me, he says, I don't understand, he says, what are you crying about? I mean, I see you, I see what you do, you wake up in the morning, you learn, you daven, what do you do? What kind of aveiros you? What kind of major aveiros are you crying about? So at first the chassid didn't feel comfortable answering him. So he told him, "Yeah, daven, learned. I don't know how to say it in Yiddish. Aber sefiltzach. In other words, it has." There's such a hargoshes atzme that it pashit has such a bad odor that pashit I can't stand with it. That's what he answered. He says he feels himself so much. He feels he's davening and he's learning. He feels himself. I don't know if I'm conveying the message over here. There's a psalmusik called as he's margish atzme. You know, when a person is margish atzme, he feels himself. I'm davening. I'm learning. I'm this thing. I'm that thing. There's the hair of Edelkeit. The hair of Edelkeit is the hair that there's not me and I'm doing this. No, I'm giving away my time. There's no you. There's the Eberster. And there's the Eberster put you, you're only here to fulfill the Eberster's Ratzon. To have that hergish is a hergish you have to have a shaychus to a Moshe Rabbein. To have such a hergish, you can't have such a hergish from just doing the right thing. To have such a hergish is a hergish where your neshama, that your neshama should have a hergish, should have a psashaychus to someone higher than you, to a Eibishter, which is higher than you. So you have to have a shaychus to a psaneshama, to a Meshur Abeinu, which that Meshur Abeinu picks you up. So in Mele, that was the tain of Kerev. Kerev tain, I'll do mitzvahs. But I'll do mitzvahs. You say mitzvahs is important, mitzvahs is important. Taka mitzvahs is important. But on the other hand, mitzvah b'lei kavona ki gov b'lei neshama. And when a person does a mitzvah and he's margish atzmei, so that margish atzmei is not taking away the mitzvah chas v'shalom. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. Even if a person does a mitzvah shalei l'shmo mamish is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. He's mamshech alikus. But the likus is coming down into a place which is a place where it's completely concealed. With all the klipa of his mitzias, of his yeshus. And that's why a person, that's the necessity for Meshur Rabbeinu. This was supposed to be a very short introduction. Just a avort I wanted to say before we start speaking. Let's maybe say a psinoch avort. Try to speak. In this week's parsha, we have the story of Kerach. And we have also, after the mice of Kerach, We learn about the Matnis Kahuna. So the Pasuk, the Parsha starts, Parsha Yudches, Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk, V'edaber Hashem al Aren, V'ani hinei nesati lecho, es mismeres tu moisoi, lechol kotshi b'nei Yisroel, lecho nesatim, lemoshcha ulvanecho ad eilo. He starts saying, I gave you my trumas, zeyu lecho mikedesh hakadoshim, and he goes through the Chavdalid Matnis Kahuna. And he finishes off, ויאמר השם אל אהרן בארצם לשמחו וחלק יהיה לו בשכם אני חלקך ונחלוסך בשך בני ישראל. I am your chelek, you don't need a chelek. That's the first thing. Then the pasuk continues after Shvi, and it says, ולבני לוי הנה נסעתי כל מייסה בישראל לנחל. And over here already says, חלף אבידוסם אשר הם אוהבדם מסעבדס אל מיד. When he speaks about the Meister to the Levium, over there is a mention that it's Chelef Avidosam, it's an exchange for their work. And then the Pasuk says, then the Pasuk speaks about the Indian of Trumas Meister, El Alvim Tidaber, you should give Trumas Meister. And then it says, V'achaltem oisei b'chol mokim. Atem uveischem. The pasuk finishes off the last, the pasuk before the last in the parsha. V'achaltem oisei b'chol mokim. Atem uveischem. Ki socher hu lachem chelef avidaschem be'elmei. So in the beginning of the parsha's Leviim, he mentions that it's socher lachem. And at the end of the parsha's Leviim, again he says, ki socher hu lachem chelef avidaschem. So the Eira Chaim says, why does he repeat again, ki socher hu lachem chelef avidaschem? Because the pasuk is trying, is explaining, what is taka, the difference between Meisen and Truma. Truma is holy. Truma is holy. It says Truma, you have to eat Betara, it's Kedesh. You're not allowed to eat, okay, and Tommy is not allowed to eat it. If the Truma became Tommy, you're not allowed to eat it. It's special, not everyone is allowed to eat it, it's also the Zorim. Truma is holy. Masha'inkin Levi, of the Pasuk says, V'achaltem eisei b'chol mokim. So what does it mean, b'chol mokim? So Rashi brings from Chazal, Marin Yivomis, afilu beis hakvaris. So you're allowed to eat maiser afilu beis hakvaris. Maiser has no kedusha. So on that, the Pasuk is coming to say, why does the Takan have a kedusha? So the difference is, Truma is the Eibishter's. The Eibishter is giving his thing to the Kohen. So since it's the Eibishter's, so obviously Truma has kedusha, just like Kotchen has Truma. Kedusha, Truma has kedusha. Masha'in came, Masha'in came, Meiser, Meiser is not, the Eibishter is giving his Meiser to the lady. Now the Pshad is Socher hu lachem, chelech avidaschem. Now you have to work, because you're working, therefore it's Socher hu lachem, chelech avidaschem. The MSC is, so the Erechaim is learning Pashim Pshut Yishol Mikra, that the Pasig is, so to speak, explaining that why Meiser, It's because of your work, and therefore it's not. Therefore, it's vachal to meisi b'chol mokim. Mashenkin truma, which has nothing to do with chelav avidascha. So therefore it's kedusha. That's how he's learning the hamshach apsukim pshuti shel mikra. The Rambam says that we already had a Rashi in Bamidbar. Rashi over there it says v'negir d'leviim parshi gimel pasuk ches. It says v'shamru es kol klei el meit ves mishmeres bnei Yisrael. It says ves mishmeres bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says ves mishmeres bnei Yisrael shekulon hayitzruch zkukin l'tzorcha amikosh. Be'emes, everyone was supposed to do the aved. Elo shalavim boim tachteim bishlichusam. The levim are coming bishlichus of the Yidden. Lefichoch leikhe mehem ha'maisus b'schor. So it comes out that together, the gather of Meiser is a different gather than Truma. The gather of Meiser, the Pshat is, the Yidden are paying the Levim, so to speak, for doing things in their stead. What they should be doing, they're doing. So therefore the Yidden are paying them. Chelef what? It's Chelef Avidaschem. Socheru lechem Chelef Avidaschem. Masha'en ken kenem es psananda Meiser. It's Truma Yisoy. It's my Truma. And it's Fabun with the Eibishter. In fact, there's an interesting thing that the Netziv, the Emes is this issue, is the Emes could be, is Mefurish about it in Sifri. In Sifri they bring, in Sifri in Kerach, towards the end of Kerach, they bring a Machlekes, the Sifri brings a Machlekes to Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yenison, when they get the gather of Truma and Maisa, it's a whole issue what the Girsa is exactly. So over there, Lechura, it says this, according to one man, the Amr, it says this chiluk between a Truma and a Kain. And the Netziv, in his Pirush on the Sifri, points to a Teres Kenim and Tzav, where in Teres Kenim and Tzav, it says over there that the Chiyuv of Afrosh's Truma was already Mizmah from Mihar Sinai. And Mihar Sinai before Aaron was chosen. So what did they do with the Truma? So the Truma went to Ibut, as he states. They were Mafresh Truma and the Truma went to Ibut. It's a Mefurish and Teres Kenim. So the Nesiv is like pointing out, he's saying, you see, Truma is the Eibishter's. You gave it to the Eibishter even before there was Canaan. That doesn't do with the Canaan, it was given to the Eibishter's. Now the Eibishter decided to give it to the Canaan. No, it's my Truma, I'm giving to the Canaan. Masha'inkin ober, Meiser is Chelev Ulechem Socher Avidas. So it's a Chelev between Truma and Meiser. That's a word, it says over here. The Maisi is, their Indian is not so poshut. I'm just saying, this Indian is not so poshut. There's a Ktsos in Simer Rejman Gimel, where the Ktsos gets involved, the Psashayla, of giving Matnus Kohuna to a Kotan. It's a Prichodesh that talks about if I could give Pidyon HaBen to a Kotan. Pidyon HaBen, the money of Pidyon HaBen to a Kotan. Could you give the five Slorim to a Kotan? So the Itzel is a ganze Maise, he brings up Das Acheres Makna, it's a gather of Das Acheres Makna, the Prichodesh. And he brings a riot, there's a Gemara in Yevamos. That over there it says that there are people you're not mechalik with besagronis. One of them is a chereshet of a cotton. Some of them are chereshet of a cotton. But however, mishagrim lahem lebatei. So it means you could send a cotton matnas kohuna. So the question is their understanding. I mean, you could argue, but their understanding that in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of matnas kohuna, it has to be nikna by the kohen. If you know, it's not nikna by the kohen. So how is it becoming matnas kohuna? So the answer is. So the question: how does it happen? So the Pri Chodesh thought that it's the pchinas das acheres makna. Since there's thesis in Gittin that when a person is das acheres makna, when certain is makna, so even though a cotton doesn't have schiyam in a teira, but if das acheres makna, so you can be zeichem in a teira. That thesis holds in Gittin. Not everybody agrees to it, but that thesis. And that the Ktsos asks that lechura that's hot tein of cotton. But a sheita, everyone agrees that das acheres makna doesn't help. So be kitzer, how are you yoytze matnas kahuna by giving it to a koyin cotton if a cotton is not zoicha? That's the question. That's the question that the Ktsos is telling zechon. It's a whole sugi in Bamitzir. It's not a gerd. The negar only the bottom word. The Ktsos says a chidush. I just say over the chidush of the Ktsos. The Ktsos says a chidush. He says a zoy. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. In Gemara Sanhedrin, it discusses b'negeya gezel ager. Gezel ager. If you steal from a ger, and then the ger dies, and he has no children, he has no yorshim, so there's a din, what you have to do with the money that you stole from him, if there was a shvur. Kids, gezel ager. So the Gemara says, what about if he's a cotton? The Gemara says that the same thing would apply as a cotton. A cotton, you don't have to verify whether he has children or not. The Gemara says, oh, because cotton in the mail, a cotton can't have children, according to one man domer. So therefore, you don't have to verify. So I'll call upon him, it comes out from that Gemara that there could be a din of gezel ager to a cotton as well. So a cotton can have gezel ager. So Tayson says, how could a cotton owe money? How could a cotton owe money? If we hold that a cotton in his fear, how does he own money? That's one of Tayson's the shaykh. So on that, Tesis answers, he owns money if he worked for it. So Psachidush in Tesis. That even though I can't be makna a cotton money, but if the cotton worked for the money, and I own the money, and I give him the money is his. The money is his. Psachidush. No, you have to be kayak. That's a chidush of a Tesis and Psachim Samachesim. In Sanhedrin, I'm sorry, I said Absachim, Sanhedrin, Samachesim, the Brahmasul Kot. So, that's what it says in the Tesis. So, Melech says the Ktsos, so if that's the case, I have a Teres. You ask me how are you Zecher in Matnas Kohuna? How is the Kotten Zecher in Matnas Kohuna? The answer is Matnas Kohuna is Chelev Avidaschem. It's Chelev Avidaschem. In other words, it's for his work. So since it's for his work, so the male, he could be zeicha in the matnas kohuna that was given for his work. Thus, and for the ktsos, this kasha. That's what he says. Huh? Oh, so the chura from that ktsos comes out the pshitus that he's naming on that who had been a kohen. No, it's not like the Rechaim just said. We just said from the Rechaim, and that's what the Pashas of Sukkim, that this whole din of Chelev Avidaschem is on the Levim and Atken. If you read the Ktsos, so the Ktsos Bepshitos is clearing about Matnas Kohuna. The Ktsos itself, is, you know, there's a lot of issues with the Ktsos. There's a lot of Achrein and Shtalim is a lot, but on this plot, he's naming on Bepshitos that's Lav Davka Levim, it's all the Kain. Just maybe say one more word, that, whatever, maybe two little things, yeah. Whatever. Maybe from time, maybe I had some credit maybe once. So the kids are, so if it runs out. So there is an Erzaruah. An Erzaruah, interesting, the Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, that says that the Ashaylev Chazonim could take pay for Chazonim. It's Ashaylev Benegele Maisa, Chazonim. That you want to pay Chazonim. So the question, could they take money for Chazonim? It's like answer Ashaylev. Huh? Not Shabbos Yom Yom. Stamazay. It seemed to have a big problem. But say it's Chazonim, Midam Farnamed, so they're taking money for the Chazonim. He felt that there was, someone was writing a tshuva. I don't know if it's not the Erzaruah himself, but it's quoted over there in the Erzaruah. So he writes over there, he says, why not? He says, we see that the Kohanim fought for the Aveda. They were running up the ramp over there. The person broke his foot. So we see that we're running for the Aveda. And nevertheless, the Torah says we should give them chelav schar avidaschem. Why? Because the Torah writes over there, why? Because the Torah wants that the Aveda, besides the chvivos, the pashtus that they have for it, they should also have a chvivos because you're getting paid for it. They should have, that's how he understands pshat, why he's giving them chelav avidaschem. He wants the should have a chvivos because they're getting paid for it. So the mele, so why not? So why not? So that's what he writes. And Agan Samais, he says, there is no problem giving it. So again, the Erzaruah is naming on Bepshitos. He's naming on Bepshitos that the din of Chelev Avidaschem is also by Kehenim, not only by Levim. But this is a whole Indian. Just finish off one thing. There's a Targum Yenisim Ben Uzil. Psachidush, Advar Chidush. That there's a Targum Yenisim Ben Uzil. The Pasik Vachaltim Eisei Bechomokim Atim Uveischem. Kisokru Lachem Chelev Avidaschem. Is right after the parsha of Trumas Maisa, but over there it says V'nechshev lechem Trumaschem Kitfuas Gevim Dot Kitfuas Gevim Kitfuas Yekev, and then it says V'achaltim Eisei Bechol Mokim. So what's the Oisei? The pashtus the Oisei refers to the Maisa which you took Trumas Maisa from, and that's why Bechol Mokim means Afilu Beisak Forest because the Maisa has no kedusha. The Targum Yenisim Ben Uzil clearly says, "Vachaltem Eisei Hakani Kanayu." I don't remember the lashon in the Targum. Hani Kanayu, the Kanim should eat the Trumas Maisa. They should eat the Trumas Maisa. What does it mean? B'chol Mokim, l'chuli b'chol Mokim, kemim b'isak varuch. So you're going to have to mistamatayz b'chol Mokim. The Gemara in Yevamos was clearing that maybe b'chol Mokim would mean that you don't need dafke mechitzes techa mechitzes Yerushalayim techa klur. So techa mechitzes. So that's what it'll be b'chol Mokim. And lefiza it'll also be fashtandik da'atem obeischem. Because if it means Maisa, what's the chiddush of atem obeischem besides the word? And then so lefiza it comes out that it says clearly. That even Trumas Maisa, Sochru Lechem Avidaschem, Sochru Lechem Chelev Avidaschem. I'll call upon him that says, the Erechayim Nemdom Pshitos, that it's a chilek between Trumas and Maisa. We see from the Ktsos that the Ktsos took on the Pshitos, that Huadin Truma is also Chelev Avidaschem. And therefore you can have that Hakno. We see also in the Erzaruah, that the Erzaruah took on the Pshitos like that. And the emphasis is that Lechur, there's a Mefurish attack against some New Zeal. But there's no harichas in them, but
yeah, but why don't you? Why are you going to trip?